It's funny.
And speaking of your dad and being in this, how was it growing up? Did you have friends that were like, oh, let's not go over to the Christensen's house because we can't get away with anything over there?
Jokingly, yes, but my dad's more of a quiet guy, so I don't think my friends could tell if he was ever mad or just being himself.
That made him nervous. He's looking at me funny. Hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are a law enforcement official with Corey Christensen, Champaign County. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's a proven leaker and liar. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just called James Comey on Twitter. Comey had just written some not-so-kind things about the president. A book due out next week. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president firing back at fired FBI Director James Comey on Twitter, writing he lied to Congress under oath. He is a weak and untruthful slime ball who was, as time has proven, a terrible director of the FBI. He continued, it was my great honor to fire James Comey. Comey, in his new book out next week, describes President Trump as untethered to the truth and ego-driven. In excerpts of the book, Comey described the Trump presidency as a forest fire and wrote that his interactions with the administration recalled his earlier career as a prosecutor against the mob. Dave?
John, there's a hearing in court in New York next hour on the search warrant that led to the FBI raid targeting the president's lawyer. And President Trump is going after the post office, signing an executive order last night to create a task force to investigate.
President Trump says the Postal Service is on an unstable financial path, and the agency has to be restructured in order to prevent a taxpayer-funded bailout. This comes amid the president's war of words with e-commerce giant Amazon, which he says is using the Postal Service to prop up its business at the expense of the American taxpayer.
Fox's Mike Kanner. International chemical weapons inspectors will start investigating the reported poison gas attack tomorrow. Still no U.S. airstrikes. President Trump has said they're coming.
Syrian ally Russia has warned the United States that any military action in Syria could have serious consequences. Russia's U.N. ambassador said he, quote, cannot exclude a U.S.-Russian war.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller in our Middle East Bureau. Bill Cosby's retrial is about to resume in Pennsylvania with Andrea Constand testifying. Her claims of being drugged and sexually assaulted in 2004 led to this lone criminal case from Cosby's sex scandal. Five other past accusers also testified this week. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A victory in court for a sanctuary city fighting the Trump administration over cooperating with immigration agents targeting those here illegally committing crimes.
Several judges have already cast doubt on the Trump administration's ability to withhold grant money from sanctuary cities. The Ninth Circuit just heard arguments on appeal this week in San Francisco's case. Now another federal judge has sided with the city of Los Angeles, ruling the Trump administration can't withhold a community policing grant over how the city cooperates with immigration agents.
We won't be bullied and we can't be bought. You cannot force us to go against our philosophies, to go against our principles.
That's outgoing LAPD Chief Charlie Beck. The Justice Department has argued that a failure to cooperate with immigration agents the way they'd like leaves cities less safe. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A police officer shot dead in Massachusetts. The suspected gunman later surrendered and is facing a murder charge. Tom Latanowicz has 111 prior criminal offenses. And police say he shot Sean Gannon in the head while the officer served him an arrest warrant.
Sean was a wonderful, wonderful young man.
Yarmouth Police Chief Frank Fredrickson. Be careful. That's the buzzword in one neighborhood in Texas being stung by a killer bee infestation.
As many as 1 million so-called killer bees are threatening several homes at a nearby school in El Paso, Texas.
They're hybrids, and they're 20, 30 times more aggressive than regular honeybees.
Specialist Pyong Livingston referred to a massive hive of African and European bees. The stinging insects have been living in one house for years, but the homeowners say the bees recently grew in number and became more aggressive. Exterminators were able to remove some this week, but in order to get the entire beehive, the walls would need to be opened up, potentially damaging or destroying the house. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up well over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former University of Illinois student has pleaded guilty to raising money for Al-Qaeda. The Chicago Tribune says Ibrahim Zubair Muhammad had pleaded guilty in federal court in Toledo to supporting terrorism. He is an Indian citizen. A couple of big ways you can volunteer on Saturday. Centennial High School is the base for Austin's Day to honor Austin Cloyd, who died in 2007 in a mass shooting at Virginia Tech. You can go to the school to get a volunteer assignment. Also, Memorial Stadium will host the 6th Annual Community and Campus Day of Service. The News Gazette says the goal there is to package 151,000 ready-to-boil meals that can go out to food pantries and be given to families throughout the region. A 43-year-old businessman from Urbana is accused of selling, reselling, and possessing stolen property. WCIA says Kareet Patel was arrested.
Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. How do we look, Diane?
Well, partly cloudy now and more clouds as we have a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high 68 and 61 our low tonight. Windy conditions too, south-southwesterly gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow up to 70, down to 41. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early and late. 30% chance of rain late on Sunday. High 47 expected, 27. Are low in the evening. Right now, though, we're at 61 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, I'm glad you're listening. It is Friday morning. We are fired up for the weekend. There's so much going on around town. And if you're into sports, you want to see golf balls flying at Stone Creek. Again, see the U of I take on Bradley in a dual meet. You don't get to see college players hit it like they hit it. If you are into golf, it is a rare opportunity to see them in Urbana at Stone Creek, which I think Stone Creek is so good. That golf course is truly one of the best. I love Stone Creek Golf Course. I mean, and the clubhouse in Addie's is fabulous. And if you've not been to Addie's for a nice lunch or dinner, go to Addie's. You'll love that, too. But Stone Creek hosting the Fighting Illini and Bradley tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I think that would be fun to see. Let's hope the weather holds. Many people develop severe anxiety because of their workplace situations. Toxic work environments or stressful tasks can create chronic stress. Chronic stress has the potential to cause long-term anxiety. Licensed professional counselor Lee Richardson. Lee, how are you?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Do you love your work, Lee?
I do. Now, there are days that maybe I'm not just a chipper about getting up and getting in there, but overall, I feel very blessed. I love my work. I love everything I do.
But when the people start talking to you and you're counseling, don't you just say, oh, my gosh, really? I mean, sometimes people say the darndest things, huh?
They do. People do say the darndest things. And you know what gets people to say the darndest things?
Work.
The anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so how do we delve into it? First of all, I guess everybody knows who's stressed, who needs some maybe counseling from Lee Richardson, but what do we do about it?
Well, you know, that some people don't know when they're stressed. What some people do is they internalize it all, and they just kind of like just put a smile on your face, fake it till you make it, man. And when you're doing that, you start to feel even more overwhelmed. The more overwhelmed you feel, the more you lose your confidence. You become angry. You become irritable. You start to withdraw. And when those things happen, then that's going on in your brain. Then it starts to affect your body. You start to have lots of muscle tension or headaches or stomach problems. You know, one thing affects the other.
All right, so I've got a job. I got benefits. My money's pretty good. Been there a while. Can't stand it. Kids are about to go to college. I can't quit.
No, but maybe you can make it a little bit better. You know, how you manage your stress is up to you. A lot of times if you just reach out to somebody and you just share that stress with somebody close to you, they're not going to fix your problems. But if they're a good listener and you get to blow off a lot of steam, you're going to feel calmer. You're going to feel a little bit better.
But my boss is so mean, and they're jerks, and, yeah, I can't stand my coworker, and I'm stuck.
And you know what? I sympathize with you, but who's in control? You know, that is the one thing that I hear people say about anxiety in their job, is they don't feel like they have control over how they do their job anymore. You know, I used to be so good at my job. And now there's all this paperwork that I have to do, and I'm just not any good at it anymore. Well, focus, you know, don't try to control the uncontrollable, like those people at work that drive you crazy. You know, don't focus on them. Focus on the things you can control, such as the way you choose to react to certain problems.
Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor. We have to just address it, deal with it, work with it, but it's possible. And even if the situation isn't what you want, you can make it better. That's what you're telling me.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and some really simple things. I don't know about you, but when I get really stressed out, I want some comfort food. I want some French fries or some sugar. You know, those feel-good foods, they quickly lead to a crash. Your energy goes down.
Yeah.
Your stress goes up. So think about just what can you control. Well, you can control what you eat. Another thing, whenever I feel overwhelmed at work, what's the first thing I want to skip? My workout, my exercise workout.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give that up.
Right, right.
You know?
Huge, huge. Okay, Lee, how do people find you?
They find me online at www.thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Yeah. If any time you have a website with brain performance, you got to be smart. Lee, L-E-I-G-H, Richardson, Dallas, Texas. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Lee Richardson down in Dallas.
TheBrainPerformanceCenter.com.
Licensed professional counselor. But, yeah, talking about it, and certainly eating and exercise. And I know when you're depressed or down, you don't want to do that.
I know it.
But, boy, you get your body up and get the blood pumping, even taking the dogs on a walk. It's very helpful.
It's true.
But don't dwell. Don't let it kind of fester. Get out. There are people that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing by. All right, 8:14, Cardinals win, Cubs lose. After the weekend, it will be St. Louis visiting Chicago early next week.
It's true.
Cubbies will host the Cardinals in the first of the big rivalry. Mm-hmm. Cubbies dominated the Cardinals last year, to the point of darn near embarrassment. I think the Cubs won 14 out of 19 or something. Kind of humiliating.
I don't know. It's feast or famine with the Cubs now, though.
Well, you know, Cardinals and Cubs about the same record right now, right around 500.
Okay.
With Pittsburgh dominating at 9-3. How about the New York Mets? 10-1. New York Mets.
Wow.
10-1. Off to a heck of a start.
Okay.
Anyway, let's check your morning sports headlines. ESPN 93.5 at 8:14.
Illinois will face Rutgers, and they've got a series that starts up today if you want to catch that action. The softball will be in action tomorrow after yesterday's doubleheader. That's up in Madison. Wisconsin won both of those games, 4-2 and 6-2. Our Illini softball team 6-6 in the Big Ten and 25-15 overall. We also have the tennis team in action against Minnesota. Our golf team at home, I have in quotes, at Stone Creek Golf Course at 10 o'clock tomorrow against Bradley. I hope the weather holds out and the games.
Just take your rain gear. If you're into golf at all, you've got rain gear.
Ready.
Waterproof shoes, you got all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I got track and field, the Twilight Meet tomorrow starting at 3. Absolutely free, and they're saying free pizza while supplies last.
It looks like Coach Mike Turk will be saluting 20 seniors. So let's get into our Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
My bad. Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, it was Marcelo Ozuna, Paul DeJong, Jose Martinez, and Yadier Molina hitting home runs. In fact, Martinez had two doubles, a homer, a bases-loaded walk. Add them up. He had six RBIs, and the Cardinals beat the Reds 13-4.
And the Cardinals in total had 13 runs on 12 hits, but they also were issued 11 walks. Cincinnati Reds bullpen really struggled throwing strikes. Michael Wacha picked up his second victory. He was okay, but John Brebbia and Mike Myers behind him, they were terrific.
Luke Weaver will go to the mound tonight, Ricky, 1-0 against a tough right-hander in Tyler Mahle for these Reds. He's 1-1.
Well, Malley's going to have to go deep into this game, or the Reds are going to have to find some pitchers from AAA because their bullpen is tired at the moment.
The Cardinals won 13-4. We're on the air at 4:45 with our play-by-play broadcast at 5:30 Central.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 6-1 yesterday. Kyle Schwarber with the lone run, and they've got Atlanta this afternoon. 1:20 first pitch heard on U.S. 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 4-0 yesterday. Looks like the NBA attendance record was broken. 22 million plus going to see some NBA games. That is a league record for attendance and sellouts. I don't know what's going on, whether it's just more affordable these days to check out an NBA game, but that's also trending in sports. Oh, by the way, PGA and Hilton Head had Rory Sabatini on top. He shot 7-under-64 to be on the top of the leaderboard right now.
I'm just talking shop here. Dave McGuire is in the studio with Serve Pro. Because, you know, I'm kind of a, we're kind of the same here.
You're a hardworking man.
I am. For an hour or two.
Exactly.
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Serve Pro, like it never happened, you guys. You know, you saw me a little on Facebook.
Hey, good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Good
nice
morning,
to
Mike
see
Rowe.
You.
See, it wasn't supposed to be a dirty job thing. Hardworking man was supposed to be me at a bank at a corner office. That was what I had envisioned.
I saw it on Facebook, and I saw that you were working for free. So I did bring over an application for you.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
I know you got trips in college, so I'd have to pay you to feel bad about that.
Listen, I will do this work for $1,700 an hour. I'm happy to come in. I'll mow your grass for $1,500 an hour, but I'll also edge.
I don't think I can afford it.
All right, but thank you for the application.
Oh, you're welcome.
I could probably.
You'll have a great time at CMI. Brad and Betsy are awesome.
Yeah, they're
awesome
great
people.
Folks. Yeah. I love local. You have a number of Serve Pros. You do go clean up. You must have been nuts this spring.
It's been a busy spring.
What's a normal flooded basement? Is that kind of the most common sump pump gives out?
When we really got that water, I think we had roughly 150, 170 calls. And
How do you even do that? You don't have 150 guys.
Not 150 guys, but they were working long hours. So I've got a great crew. I'm really happy with it.
So, how does that even work? 150 is the busy signal. You don't have, that's a big volume.
Yeah, we've done it before. Yeah, but, again, they work long hours and they work hard, and then afterwards they take long naps.
How do you assess it? Who does the evaluation assessing? You go in, you say, this one's going to take this many hours. Do you ever really know?
Yeah, the crew, actually, they've been with us for quite a while, so they can kind of go in and see exactly what needs to be done. And good stuff.
All right, so fire, water.
Yeah. Hey, now that it's really nice weather this weekend, if you go out and wash your car, if you just notice that you don't have the water pressure that you think you should, turn it off and check your basement. Because a lot of time over the winter, right, those outside spigots will freeze, and then you'll... While you're out there washing your car, part of that water is going right down into your basement.
You never should leave the thing on the spigot, right? You take the hose.
Yeah.
The thing. Called a hose, Diane. Uh-huh. I know my terms.
That's great.
All right. So again, good tip. So if the water pressure's down, shut her down and go look.
Go check your basement, right?
Okay, because that could be in the walls and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, you know how the spigot goes into the wall.
Yeah, I do know that one, by drywall and stuff. Yeah, I know drywall all that. Okay, good tip. But then, can I get set up with my insurance person before? Is that something I can do so that I can just call you and you know it's all set up? Is that a good thing to do?
we do work for everybody, regardless if they have insurance or not. I mean, the work's got to get done.
Okay.
But most people, for peace of mind, they want to make sure they check with their insurance agent. Hopefully they're covered and they don't have a whole lot of out-of-pocket
expense.
But
at that point, you've got to do it, right?
You got to do it,
So
and hopefully they do it right.
And so you'll get a call day and night? Doesn't matter?
Yeah, we got a call late last night. We'll be working on a house fire this morning.
Okay.
And, you know, we're always glad to never wish anybody needs to use me for those things. But it's really rewarding. And that's good stuff.
Well, good of you to do it. I wouldn't want your work. I wouldn't want Gulliford's work either. I wouldn't want to do that.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah, sure.
You have crew or you have some people going over to Ireland?
Yeah.
My wife and I just got back. Could they pick up my iPad for me?
Darn it. Did you really?
I did.
You know where can they send it?
Oh, we know right where it's at.
Woo!
But,
where did you leave your iPad?
It's on the western part. We went to the Cliffs of Moore.
Ooh.
If you've ever been.
How pretty was that?
It was fantastic.
And you got pictures?
I got pictures.
Because Larry Canfer's going to take his camera. He's going to take some pictures now.
Well, my daughter was out there, she was spending the semester out there studying in London, and she had the fortunate experience of the teachers going on strike.
Ah.
So she hasn't been to class in like a month and a half.
No kidding.
She's touring all around.
So she was doing a study abroad thing or something.
She was.
Yeah. Well, how funny.
I'm not sure if they're going to refund her tuition or just give her A's.
What happens with that?
Well, we want refund and A's.
Right on.
So how pretty was Ireland?
It was really, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
If anybody here is listening and they want to go on a trip with you guys, I'd be hard to pass that one up.
Yeah, thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
Stevie J Travel.
Exactly.
J-A-Y.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you.
To plug you.
Listen, good to see you. Thank you for what you do, because, again, based on my experience with porta-potties and septics, I wouldn't probably be very good at ServPro.
What?
I mean, because it would
know,
be like...
I saw you. You did pretty well with the odor.
Yeah, I turned away a little bit, but I'd be really good working for you 11 to 3-ish.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Can you please have people not call except from 11 to 3-ish?
11 to 3-ish.
Yeah, 2:30.
No guarantees.
Listen, thanks for what you do. How do people get hold of ServPro?
You can call us 355-0077. Go online and Google ServPro, and we'll pop up.
Like it never even happened.
Amazing
what they can do. I cannot believe how good you are at restoration. Tell Butch we say hi. He's probably knee-deep in something.
Yeah, he is.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Dave McGuire, ServPro, ESPN 93.5.
This morning, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup all reported stronger than expected earnings. Volkswagen appears to be making moves into self-driving cars with its new chief executive, Herbert Diess, named just yesterday to the position. Diess says he's open to alliances in areas like autonomous driving, which requires immense investments. Sunday is April 15th, but it's not tax day. Your taxes are due on Tuesday, April 17th this year. Tax day is the 17th because the 15th is a Sunday and April 16th is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C. The new tax law is not in effect this year. It will be for taxpayers filing their 2018 returns. The Dow was up 293 yesterday. The Nasdaq gained 71. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
All right, here we go. There are lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J. Along with ESPN 93.5 and Spherion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be working at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I'm heading to work at Spring Green and at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated as well. And follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5. Yeah, soon has happened. We are in. We are there. We're knee deep, so to speak.
I like it.
Yeah. Thank you, Seth, for reminding me of what was in the porta potty that I cleaned the other day. Very kind of you to text that in. You can always text it 359-2255. And last hour, for the first time, I mentioned that we started a travel company, Stevie J Travel, and Dave referenced Ireland because he just got over there because his daughter's there going to school like my kids did New Zealand. But Ireland is gorgeous, and Larry Canfer's taking a trip there. We still have some spots on his trip in September, and StevieJayTravel.com, and you can check out our Asia adventure that our family's going to host coming up. And it's, I think, I don't know where in Asia else I'd want to go besides Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea, Thailand, Vietnam, China, and Singapore.
Wow, you're hitting all the big ones.
It's all the big ones.
And all the big cities.
Kind of the best of Neil Diamond. I mean, it's just all the hits.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Singapore, apparently, Nathaniel was there a year ago with his global leaders, a master's program at U of I, and he just said, you will not believe it. You will not believe Singapore. He said, you've never seen an airport look like that. And it's, what is Singapore? 15 by 25 miles? That's it. Like here in Monticello, that's Singapore. Wow. So not very big, but if you spray paint and vandalize, you get caned.
Right.
So they toe the line, okay? So we will not be taking any spray cans over to Singapore.
Oh, no.
And it was also illegal to stick gum under the table, like big time. You're in trouble. And they have little police come into your little apartment, and if you have sitting water, it's a $100 fine because that attracts mosquitoes.
I see.
So they toe the line. But apparently a clean place. I'm really looking forward. We're going to actually, that's at the end of the trip, we're going to spend a couple of days in Singapore because I'm probably not going back. So might as well, while you're there, because we're going to spend 2 days in Shanghai because I'm probably not going back there either.
Right.
So when you go that far, you might as well spend another day just to see a little
something. The Asian adventure?
Yeah, it's called Grand Asia.
Grand Asia.
It's
okay.
It's a cruise because I don't like necessarily, I'm not a bus guy where you unload luggage every night. I like getting on the ship and unloading and then you're kind of done. And then you it's like you step out of a time machine and you're in a different world, then you go back on your ship.
Okay.
And you have all of that food.
Yeah.
I like that. That's just really cool.
Exactly.
And we got stranded once on one of the cruises. And I mentioned, you know, when we formed this tour group, I could not do it without Bill Owen, who's booked over 250 million in travel or something. It's 45 years. And I could not do it without a guy like that. I can't. He organizes everything down to the nth degree. It's just every detail. But one time we cut it a little short and missed the ship. It left without us. The nightmare.
Oh, no.
But we went to Normandy and saw Omaha Beach and historic and went off kind of our own because it's kind of a long drive. But we got a private driver. And John and Sharon Buckert were with our family, all six of us. And we drove up there. And coming back, there was a dairy strike in France. And not only did they put their tractors and block the road, but the ramp that you got on, they put a gate up so you couldn't get out. It was like, you're going to be part of this. So I called the ship. I said, you know, we're a little late, but will you hang on there for us? And they said, how far out are you? I asked the driver, I said, how far out? And he said, about an hour. I said, about 45 minutes. And she said, we're going to have to leave, Mr. Cacciatorian. I said, oh. So we found a hotel, and we were fortunate on the same continent. We saw on the same landmass.
Yeah.
So we got a train into Paris, and it was like they said the bus is at the Eiffel Tower. I said, okay, no sweat. I get to the Eiffel Tower, and it's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where they put the Ark of the Covenant
right.
And all the crates. There were 5,000 buses that day on tour at the Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
So when we found the bus, I literally hugged the tire.
Yeah.
I was so excited because then we were like baby birds trying to get food because we hadn't eaten from the ship in a day. And we were too cheap to eat, so we were starving. Anyway, travel can be wonderful. You can check us out at our new business, steviejtravel.com. We're going to check your news coming up next. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls former FBI Director James Comey an untruthful slimeball. Excerpts from Comey's already best-selling book, A Higher Loyalty, are coming out ahead of its release on Tuesday.
In it, he compares President Trump to a mob boss who's untethered to the truth. He also says the president sought to blur the line between law enforcement and politics and tried to pressure him on the Russia probe. The book also reveals new details about his decision-making in handling the Hillary Clinton email investigation before the 2016 election.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Teachers in Oklahoma vote to go back to class and end their 9-day-old strike.
The Oklahoma Education Association, asking for a pay raise and more public school funding, called off the walkout after receiving an increase of $479 million for the next school year, an average pay increase of $6,100 for each teacher.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Fox News. We report. You decide.
morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 43-year-old businessman from Urbana is accused of selling, reselling, and possessing stolen property. WCIA says Kareet Patel was arrested at his business, Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Authorities seized items worth more than $80,000. Authorities say he used the restaurant to buy stolen goods. Four people have been hospitalized after a crash in Logan County. 37-year-old man from Carlinville was driving a minivan that hit a truck nearly head-on. That happened on Route 121 near 1100th Street in Logan County. Two people were in the truck. One of them was flown to a local hospital. The Illinois Senate is calling for Governor Bruce Rauner to reject President Trump's call for National Guard troops to protect the U.S.-Mexico border. The AP says the Senate voted 32-22 to adopt a resolution urging the governor not to comply if President Trump makes a request. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When I was a child, I had lots of fears. Fear of the dark, of dogs, of Santa Claus, fear of spiders, etc., etc. And in my early teenage years, I had awkward feelings and fears about encounters with girls. I think most people have similar fears, and I think you can relate. But as we grow up, we start overcoming fears, yet we hold on to some fears, and they become chains enslaving us. What fears do you have that are like chains weighing you down? Do you like chains? What will you do differently going forward to overcome them? If you don't take that step, they will always weigh you down. If you take that step, what's the worst that could happen? Rejection? Failure? And is that worse than being chained? So today ask yourself, what will I do differently or what step will I take to overcome my fears? I'm so excited to be one of the partners hosting the Global Leadership Conference in Champaign-Urbana with Vineyard Church and WBGL on August 9th and 10th. For more information, go to HabibHabib.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to MobileMeter.us.
Would you look at that? Would you look at that sprayer? And it's streak-free. You just spray it on your windows, and you can get that thing by midnight tomorrow, and it's streak-free. You won't leave streaks.
You know, when you were a hard-working man, and I had to man the controls there, I was seeing some of those infomercials
that you talk about, and I was thinking,
that's it. That's TV.
Look at that, though. It doesn't leave any streaks.
That's where his attention kind of gets diverted from the show.
I want to get two of those. I need to spray my outside.
Focus. Change the channel.
Oh, that's right. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorm chance at 50% today, Friday the 13th. Today's high near 70 and 61 hour low tonight. Up to 70 tomorrow, 50% chance of rain again, probably early and late. Kind of depends on when, on all these activities happening, down to around 41 in the evening. And same for Sunday. Looks like the showers could be later. High 47 expected. Right now we're at 61, but with the Festival of Quilts, Cunningham Children's Home, we also have the Boneyard Arts Festival, and I'll be involved in the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K on Sunday at 10. So get involved in all the fun in our community, and welcome to the moms to the U of I campus.
Wendy Osefo is on Fox right now. We just talked to you.
Yes.
Professor Johns Hopkins University.
That's right.
So she must have been talking to me from New York, from Fox.
Uh-huh.
All right. Anyway, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I want to go on record with this, but I'm, like, positive, 100% positive. I would bet money in Las Vegas on this. That a sitting president of the United States has never called somebody a slimeball publicly. I'm positive that the word slimeball on anything was said publicly by any other president of the United States.
Yeah, he doesn't really put a filter on that Twitter, does he?
Liar, slimeball.
Exactly.
I know you are, but what am I? I mean, I got it going here. No, listen, it's one of those. Comey was going to get him back, and James Comey is tall. A guy 6'8". He towers over everybody. There's a picture of him and Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch is like 5'2". James Comey's like 6'8". Tall man there.
Yeah.
So, Donald Trump, and again, who knows? I know that Comey leaked, and that's illegal. So he already admitted that. And it's just, again, I'd really like people to talk about my health care and see if you can make that affordable and fix that. I'd really be interested in, you know, what's happening in Syria, because I'm really reticent about doing something there, because I'm not sure. I understand you can't allow nations to use gas, but I don't know what to do. How do you do that? Because, yeah, you got to put your foot down, I suppose, but I don't know. Do you want to go send more people over to Syria? I don't know, man. I'm just thinking aloud here. I get the responses. We're the superpower. We got to stand up. You can't start introducing this chemical stuff. And we think Syria did this. We're not sure rebels were involved at all to get the support. We don't exactly know. But certainly a response. But what is the response, I guess, what I'm saying? I don't think we want to go there for another decade or so. It's just hard to be the police of the world, but I understand our position. Let us get the very latest on what he would know over in London, England. It is Fox News ace reporter Simon Owen. How are you, Simon?
Morning, Stevie. Very well, thanks.
Well, wonderful to hear your accent on the radio again. Okay, what do you know? Syria, what you got?
Well, I mean, the latest statement from the White House at the end of yesterday was that no final decision has been made on whether the U.S. will be taking military action against Syria's president, and it said that talks are continuing with allies, and that what they mean by that primarily is Britain and France, who we think would be the other two countries who would be involved in any military strike on Syria. Here in London, the British cabinet met yesterday, gave the Prime Minister the green light to join the US and France in planning some kind of response, said that this kind of attack that we supposedly saw last weekend in Douma, Syria, said that cannot be tolerated. And the French President Emmanuel Macron has said that France has proof that the Syrian government has used chemical weapons in recent days, and he said he'll make a decision on striking back when all the necessary information has been gathered. So we have this growing sense of condemnation from the Western powers, but there's almost a bit of a vacuum now since President Trump said a couple of days ago missiles were coming. Now there's a bit of a pause where the missiles, as of now, are not coming, and the Russians and the Syrians are continuing to push back and say that these allegations that the Syrian president gassed his own people in Douma, they say those allegations are false. And the latest twist in this comes from the Russian foreign minister this morning, and he said, we have irrefutable evidence that this was another staged event, so that this supposed attack, they're saying, was set up to frame the Syrian president. And then the Russian foreign minister added this morning. He said, we also have proof that the secret services of another state were involved. So the allegation there is that another country's spies staged this attack in order to encourage Western military action against the Syrian president.
You know, I understand the Western powers needing to put their foot down and say, when anybody introduces chemical, we're going to slap them around because we don't want that. We want other countries and despots to know what happens to you when you use it. I get all the logic. I just don't know what to do. I mean, if Russia is standing behind Assad, Iran is backing that, what is the plan as far as what is it going to do? Will it keep them from doing anymore? And what is London and Washington? I just don't know what the play is here.
Yeah, and sometimes you perhaps get the feeling that it hasn't been decided yet what the play is going to be, let alone when it's going to happen. And, you know, if they're looking at military action and that seems to be the threat, then they've kind of got very broadly probably two options. The first is you go for a limited strike. The U.S. did this about a year ago. President Trump authorized missile strikes on a Syrian air base. That was after similar allegations, another chemical weapons attack blamed on a Syrian president. It's sometimes called a pinprick operation. It looks good on the TV. It gets you the dramatic pictures, and you can say you've done something. But it doesn't change the course of the war necessarily. And it's supposed to be a message saying to the Syrian president in this case, we don't like this, don't do that again, or we'll be back with more. So is President Trump going to authorize essentially the same thing again? I suspect this is perhaps the most likely option, where it's a quick in and out and looks like it's a punishment but doesn't really do anything to stop the Syrian president's ascent in the war in Syria. Or Has President Trump had a change of heart on Syria? A week ago, he was saying he wanted the U.S. out of Syria very quickly. Is he now thinking about a more prolonged campaign of airstrikes of some sort and trying to bring about regime change in that country?
Well, again, we have examples. Libya was a mess. Iraq was a mess. I mean, sometimes when you do that, it sounds good to get rid of a really bad guy, but then you kind of own it, and it can be chaotic and sometimes worse, really, from the standpoint of...
Yeah, I mean... All of these options, they certainly have their downsides, and that's the way many analysts describe it. They say, in fact, I think it was the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, whose reputation and legacy here are shattered by the Iraq War, and he was saying that intervention has its downsides, but not intervening also has its downsides. Now, he's somebody whose opinion, you know, he's been through this. That's the way he put it, was that, you know, there are downsides for both sides. It is a complicated situation. I think there's one other complication, which is that inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which is the Chemical Weapons Watchdog, we found out last night that they are on their way to Syria and are going to be inspecting, this site over the weekend. So do the Western powers want to strike Syria while those inspectors are in the country? I'm not sure.
Simon Owen, okay. What's the weather like in London these days?
Oh, cloudy. Thick clouds today.
What's your temperature in Celsius?
Hang on, I can tell you in Fahrenheit. We're probably in about 50, I think. It's weirdly cold for this time of year.
Okay, all right, no worries. We're going to be inside for the tea at Harrods, so I'll see you a little later.
See you later.
What does he think of me?
I don't know.
What does Simon Owen really think of me? I mean, does he think, like, I'm a crazy American? I would really like to have tea at Harrods with Simon sometime.
He is smart.
No, he's a good reporter. Mm-hmm. He does a really good job. All right, 8:43.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy, or online at drivechampaign.com.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Great food, great selection, and great atmosphere. Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Choose from many great meal options off their new refreshed menu. For an online menu, visit addies.net. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
Yeah, with the Illinois golf team down at Stone Creek, Addie's going to be busy tomorrow, and you get to taste some of the great food they have. Here we go at 8:40. It's at Stone Creek in Urbana, where the Illinois golf team host Bradley at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Rare appearance in Champaign-Urbana for one of the nation's best golf teams, the University of Illinois under Mike Small.
Yeah.
Here we go with your sports.
The women will be golfing in Columbus, Ohio to take on the Ohio State. The men's tennis team is also there, and the women will be at home taking on Minnesota. And if you want to check out some baseball locally, Rutgers at 6 tonight.
That'd be fun, because the weather will be good tonight unless it rains. But
it's looking like it.
Temperature-wise, okay, last time I went was a parka, so it'll be better than that.
Exactly. Yeah. So check out some Illini in action. The track and field tomorrow at 3. Coach Mike Turk honoring 20 graduating seniors with this Twilight Meet is what they're calling it. We also have trending in college sports. Indiana Hoosier 6'7". Juwan Morgan declaring for the NBA draft, but without an agent.
Okay, it means he can come back if he doesn't like his...
Exactly. Okay. First round of the NBA playoffs start tomorrow. The Stanley Cup playoffs, NHL action, started last night. Tampa Bay over New Jersey, Boston beat Toronto, Columbus over Washington, Nashville over Colorado, and San Jose beat Anaheim. On to baseball, we had the Cardinals winning over Cincinnati 13-4. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, it was Marcelo Zuna, Paul DeYoung, Jose Martinez, and Yadier Molina hitting home runs. In fact, Martinez had two doubles, a homer, a bases-loaded walk. Add them up. He had six RBIs, and the Cardinals beat the Reds 13-4.
And the Cardinals in total had 13 runs on 12 hits, but they also were issued 11 walks. Cincinnati Reds bullpen really struggled throwing strikes. Michael Wacha picked up his second victory. He was okay, but John Brebbia and Mike Myers behind him, they were terrific.
Luke Weaver will go to the mound tonight, Ricky, 1-0 against a tough right-hander in Tyler Malley for these Reds. He's 1-1.
Well, Malley's going to have to go deep into this game, or the Reds are going to have to find some pitchers from AAA because their bullpen is tired at the moment.
The Cardinals won 13-4. We're on the air at 4:45 with our play-by-play broadcast at 5:30 Central.
It's great to hear some of the names from our Cardinal caravan.
Well, we had Paul DeYoung hit a monster home run. He's been struggling. And then,
ISU guy.
Yep, and Mike Myers was sent down to AAA after starting the big club. And then the injury to Sam Tulalavilla, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought Mike Myers back up, and he pitched three innings of really good baseball last night. So we're happy for him, and he was here during our caravan.
All righty. We had Pittsburgh over the Cubs yesterday. 6-1 was the final. Kyle Schwarber with that lone run. And Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 4-0. They have a game tonight. By the way, a day game as the Cubs start their series against Atlanta. If you want to get in on our May 5th Cub Card bus trip to Busch.
Oh, yeah.
You can sign up today at the U of I Meat sales room, which is near Lincoln in Florida off Maryland. And that's open until noon today. Open now if you want to pop on by and try to sign up.
A couple of steaks sound pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
We'll pick up about a dozen of those puppies and put them on the grill.
Awesome.
Whew. Okay. Trevor is a very nice voice on this particular commercial, but every time I hear Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford, I have a much deeper understanding.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at gulliffordservices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors, from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois Portable Toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
Join Habitat for Humanity and national partner Lowe's for the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women as part of the 2018 Habitat Women's Build. It's just $5 and pre-registration is required online at CUHabitat.org. Learn how to safely use hand and power tools, install siding, flooring, and frame walls and roofs. Learn so you can feel comfortable participating in the 2018 Women's Build, starting May 5th and continuing all summer in Urbana. It's the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women for the 2018 Habitat for Humanity.
Humanity Women's Build, Thursday, April 19th. Get more details online at cuhabitat.org.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. Here we go, 852. Your weather brought to you by Precision Painting, whyprecision.com. You need a quote? It's getting that time. You want at least to know how much, and they're the best. WhyPrecision.com for a painting quote for the summer. They're going to fill up. WhyPrecision.com.
High 69, 61 hour low tonight. A 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and winds up to 30 miles per hour. Widely scattered shower chance tomorrow with a high 70, low 41. It says PM showers, a 30% chance of that on Sunday's forecast. High 47, low 28. We're currently at 62, ESPN 93.5.
Well, thoughts and prayers are with Nancy. Leonard Seward died.
I know.
What a good man.
Yeah, it was great. Such a big Illini fan.
Oh, but such a tremendously faithful, strong Christian man.
Yes, always a smile on
his
face.
Always a smile. I mean, Leonard Seward touched a lot of lives. We loved him. Nancy, who's a sugar buster,
mm-hmm.
Our prayers are with you. Nancy Seward, we love you, and we are praying for you and your comfort. Leonard had undergone, a big heart surgery, and then he was in rehab and then just died unexpectedly.
I see.
So my mom went to see him.
Outstanding citizen from Pasotum.
Yeah, no, he had big satellite dishes.
Mm-hmm.
My mom went to see him at the rehab, thought he looked fantastic, and then heard the news. So, again, Leonard Seward, I think a fabulous guy and a great man of university, did orange and blue man. I mean, he loved Illinois.
All the time would wear the orange and blue.
I can't think of a time talking to Leonard Seward where there wasn't a laugh or a smile or a joke.
Exactly.
He's just one of those lights.
Yes.
And he'll be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, busy weekend. I hope you have fun. Mom's Week in the University of Illinois.
Yes.
Be a little crowded and fun. We welcome all the mothers here.
It's true.
Love it. Love it that you're here. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Lots of options with the Boneyard Arts Festival and the Festival of Quilts in action. And the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K is Sunday morning at 10 at Folinger Auditorium.
And Diane will be at every single one of them. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back on Monday and we'll do this again. The Jeremy Warner Show next. Dan Carr, very brief program, 4:45. On the air with the St. Louis Cardinals. Cubbies play
at 1:20 today on US 105.9.
And US 105.9 for the Cubs Atlanta.
So a short show for me with the new country and all-time favorite.
There you go. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the weekend.
Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. See you Monday on the radio, ESPN 93.5. Have a blessed weekend.